Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I had a busy weekend, and I'm certain that you did too, as the holidays are kicking in. So many things are happening, and we did participate in the Messiah yesterday evening. We kicked it off. They called it our first annual community choir event for Christmas and doing the Messiah. We will add other songs to it next year. I got through my solos. We had one little close call where we had somebody get a little woozy up on the stage, but all in all, I felt that it went very well, and I had just a blast. I love choir, and I had a wonderful time participating. We have been starting the show off in prayer since September the 26th, and I've heard from several of you that like it, and I appreciate your encouragement. It's a little bit of a bold step, and I feel I'm led to do this, and I'm going to continue. So we're going to start again today with prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, it is with a great and heavy heart I come to you today. I have never seen my land so torn and ridden with hate. I suppose it has always been there, this hate and this evil. But it has been loosed, and it is lurking everywhere, dividing friends and families and neighbors. I don't know why. I cannot understand it all. Forgive each one of us for our personal transgressions, Father. And I beg you to watch over this nation and guard the President, President Trump, and Vice President Pence, from the evils that surround them. Make them aware of those who are plotting against them and this country, against you. Keep their families safe and strong. Bless today's show, O Father. Make me your instrument. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. I give this show to you today, O Father. Touch hearts and stir your people to action for your name's sake. Amen. Well, in going through the news today, it's the same old stuff, basically. And I just couldn't help but think, after watching all the hearings last week, and particularly the final one, it was just, well, all of them were just disgusting. Well, the evidence is in, and the American people no longer have representation or honesty within the elected. That was obvious to me in these hearings. It's been obvious to me for a long time, unfortunately. The only morals this country is there, the only moral to the story here is that there are no morals in our governing bodies. Although this impeachment is a sham, as far as any real criminal or constitutional reasoning to unseat a president, the duly elected by the people, in actually an overwhelming majority of the states. It is very real, because it is a crime, this impeachment. It's a crime by those sitting in positions supposedly representing the people who elected this president. The impeachment behavior is evidence that we, the people, when thinking of ourselves, are obstructing the deep state style government. If we think for ourselves, then we are obstructing their way of life, their government. When I'm talking about they, I'm talking about these elected officials. I'm talking about the bureaucrats that are appointed officials. How dare we disrupt their way of life and obstruct what they are doing to this country? Congress has been enjoying and profiting from their misbehaviors for decades and decades. Like I've said before, presidents come and presidents go, and we have some bad ones and we have some good ones. But Congress is the one who stays and stays and stays. Congress is the one who makes the laws. And then they sit there now and they blame the president for implementing those laws, meaning the immigration laws. What a lie it is when they talk down about the rich, when they themselves are the rich, along with their Hollywood hypocrites, calling Americans who actually work for a living deplorables, unworthy of electoral votes because it messes with their elections, which has become nearly unconstitutional now. Bought and paid for elections, not earned. When they changed, when they amended that particular, I believe that's the 17th Amendment, when they did that, then anybody can be senator as long as they got enough money. They don't have to represent a state. The state that once appointed those senators, and now they're elected. Stop and think about that. It's not the better idea. It has not turned out well for us as a people. They hate you and what you stand for. The king had no love for our ancestors either. But he wanted their wealth, he wanted their land, he wanted their obedience, and he wanted their forced loyalty. Now, D.C., they put on their suits and their ties. They dress nice. And they stand before the cameras. And they speak nice. Pelosi's having a little trouble holding on to her teeth, but she's trying to speak nice. I ain't buying it. And then they ridicule the president because he doesn't necessarily speak nice and eloquent like they do. Tomorrow, the Inspector General, the IG report, is to be made public. Will it just be more show? Will we, the people, ever see justice for which we are paying dearly? The show. You're paying for this show. You know that, right? You're paying to see it. You're paying for the production. You're paying for the investigations. You're paying for the cameras. You're paying for all of it. You do know that, right? It's failing at the box office. These hearings, these investigations, they are costing. They are costly. It will only be worth the dollars if we, the deplorables, because the Siri is trying to take over my show. If we, the deplorables, if we actually see those who led and paid for, implemented, framed a president duly elected by the people, are severely punished. I'm going to stop there because I hear the music and I've got to control Siri here. Sometimes when I say something too loud in here, I've got it on silent so you can't hear the tweets and the communication between me and the producers. But Siri's still awake. Sometimes I wake her up. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. As I said, the evidence is in. And we'll talk about what the verdict is when we come back.
for such a time as this. We know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home? Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Like I was saying, these hearings, this impeachment sham, these investigations, they're costly. And it'll only be worth the dollars you and I have been spending on it if we actually have justice. If we actually see those who framed this president, who bought and paid for their so-called evidence, are severely punished. And I mean that, severely. Make an example out of their hypocrisy, out of their dishonesty, out of their out-and-out mockery of our Constitution and your rights. Out of the rule of law, what they have done to this president. I don't care if you like him or don't like him. It's criminal what they've done to him. And they've done it to him because they don't want you to elect an outsider. These are more than just bad behavior. They are and have been robbing you of your rights, your earnings, your freedoms, and your justice. And it's serious. And now in the boldness, they are obvious in their speak to remove your First Amendment, your Second Amendment. And they've been those attorneys. They've removed almost all of your rights already anyway. But in particular, life. Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity from the people, not from them. They feel they're the only ones with these. Don't buy Elizabeth Warren's silliness and her lies, or Bernie Sanders talking about the wealthy when they have more than one home themselves. Kamala Harris gets out of the race and we're supposed to feel sorry for her. She has more than one home as well and is worth millions. Maybe not as many millions as others. But she doesn't have to worry about how much this pretty new blouse or these shoes are going to cost because she's going to be in a musical in a week. She doesn't have to worry about that. But you and I do. You and I have to stop and think about that. The only ones in their eyes who deserve these things are them. The elite. Who would not even be in the place they are had we, the deplorables, not elected them and continue to re-elect them. Yes, my friends, the evidence is in. We've seen it this week. In the last several weeks, we've seen it. And the verdict is, the Republic is dead. The Constitution is, and the Bill of Rights is null and void. And you are now serfs on your own land. In the Declaration of Independence, it says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator in certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That originally was property. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women, that means everyone, is created equal, endowed by their Creator, acknowledging God in our Declaration of Independence. So, do you ever wonder why they want to remove God? Because without Him, you have no life, liberty, or the pursuit of happiness, property, or prosperity. The only ones that get that are the ones who are willing to lie and cheat you out of it, which is Congress and the bureaucrats who think they are so much better than you and I in middle class America or middle America or lower class America. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands. If you cannot see after what happened in the last several weeks, these last 3 years, that we need to dissolve this governing band in Congress, then you're blind. And you deserve to be a serf on your property. But if you think that down the road, that these elite are going to see to it that you are well taken care of, you're sadly mistaken. And you are condemning your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren to serfhood, to slavery. It doesn't matter what color you are. They don't care what color you are. Not one little bit. They complain about prejudices, racism, and they themselves are the biggest bigots that ever were. It's sad where they've taken us in this nation. But it didn't just happen in these last 3 years with the election of President Donald Trump. It happened before then. And all of a sudden the people were seeing, wait a minute, wait a minute. This isn't the way it's supposed to be. What's happened? And so we elect this outsider who is outrageous. When you think about these politicians all polished and dressed and speaking all proper. And I have noticed in years past, presidents past, regardless of who the president is, how he has aged while in office. Last week they were showing pictures of 3 years ago, just 3 years ago, when the president was had his inauguration. I remember the Democrats wouldn't go to that, but Lizzie Warren was there. I saw Lizzie, and I saw Pelosi there, and a few others that were in the crowd while he was putting his hand on the Bible. My, oh my, oh my, how Nancy Pelosi has aged. President Trump, not so much. Maybe he's got some real good skin care going on. I don't know. Maybe Nancy Pelosi's plastic wear is wearing down. But how she has aged. Because she is fighting. It is stressful. They are about to lose everything they've had for a century or more in Congress. We sit there and we let them get their own pay raises. We let them say, okay, breaking the law with insider trading is illegal unless you're a congressman. Then it's okay. We want everyone to have good Medicare, but we're going to take this medical care over here. Be wise about this. When they tell you health care is expensive, it is. But they're not trying to fix it. They're trying to profit from it. Insurance is not health care. Insurance is an avenue to help you pay for your health care. And insurance is expensive. And the insurances, those higher ups and people in Congress, they tell you what this exam or this procedure or that procedure is going to cost. They dictate your health care. So if your health care is expensive, you need to look to who's doing the dictating. It's a racket, my friends. And they're not out for your better good. Surely you can see that by now. If the hearings in the last 3 weeks haven't shown you that their hypocrisy is exactly that. They want to remove a president because they can't beat the president. His crowds continue to get larger and larger. And theirs don't. Because people are seeing it. Yeah, there's some that are completely blind, but I don't know if we can help them or not. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. I'm going to open up the phone lines. It's not free for all. But I do want you to talk about the evidence you saw last week. 877-895-5410. The verdict is the Republic is dead. And we will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-759-5081. That's 800-759-5081. 800-759-5081.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, I've told you before that I watch the news nonstop after I get home in the evenings. I'm pretty much worthless. I don't know how my husband puts up with me. And he'll go away. He'll go do something else in another part of the house or something. And sometimes he sits there and he watches or ignores the news with me. He ignores it and I watch it. I don't trust the mainstream media anymore. I haven't trusted them for a very, very long time. Even before I really got into some of this, like I said, I had my awakening. And I give my daddy credit for that. Now, I have always, always loved this nation. I've always had some kind of a seed inside me. I don't know how else to put it. Didn't want to get involved. I hated politics. I seriously hated politics. Why would anybody want to be in politics? All it is dirty and ugly, and it is. But it's that attitude that's brought us to be where we are. Not that I'm a good person. I don't know if I'd make the right decisions. I wouldn't want to try to make the right decisions if I was in a position. I've had some people trying to get me to run for office in places. But I want to believe I'm more powerful here, encouraging you. Well, getting back to the media, President Trump slams Fox News for giving Dems airtime on impeachment. Now, I already mentioned in my monologue that this thing is a sham. And for some reason,
self-included, we seem to give them more credit when we talk about it. And it's not that maybe we shouldn't talk about it. I guess that we do need to know about it. We can't just turn our heads. That's what we've been doing. But if you've watched them, and of course Chris Wallace, he's anything but a conservative. I've seen him do too many things and heard him say too many things. I won't even watch him, and he's on Fox. I will not watch Chris Wallace, and when I do, I get very angry with him. Talk about pious. And then I wonder, why do they have these same people on time in and time out that will defend everything but the Constitution? Oh, now when they really want to have you think that they're doing what the Founding Fathers would want, they're all about quotes. Well, you can quote anybody and make it sound good. There's some things that Bill Clinton has said. He was a bad guy. He is a bad guy. But there's things he said that you could quote. I found some quotes on his before. I thought, wow, who said that? Oh, my gosh, it was Bill Clinton? Well, you can get anybody's quotes. However, they manipulate what the Founding Fathers' intentions and what they said were. And the Founding Fathers were not saints. Sometimes I think maybe we need to have a few of them go out there and duel and prove to us they're against each other, because I don't believe they're against each other. And just like Joe had said last week, I don't trust the Senate. Do you trust the Senate? Do you trust those Republicans like Mitt Romney and Susan Collins and, is it Murkowski? Is that her name from Alaska? Do you trust them to stand for the Constitution? That's what it is. It's not standing for the president. It's standing for the truth in the Constitution and we the people who put him in that seat. I don't trust him to stand for me. Mitt Romney hasn't got a clue what I go through day in and day out, or you. And the others don't care. So he slams, President Trump slams Fox News. It was Chris Wallace in an interview he had with Cicilline, which I don't even know who that is. I'd have to look her up or him up. But I have watched him interview the same people over and over and over again, and all they do is argue. They don't even try to come to a conclusion. So it's not really an interview of or a debate of substance. It's just, let's see how loud this guy can scream at this guy and how much they can disagree. And one of the worst ones is Chris Hahn. I can't stand the guy in what he says, because he will try and make everything they do right. Well, I guess that's what the other side does, too. So get out your handy-dandy Constitution and look at what is really right. Socialism is really wrong. We talked about Animal Farm last week. How many of you have read Animal Farm? Raise your arms. Raise your hands. How many of you have read Animal Farm? It used to be required reading. You surely read it. It was required reading in some of the schools. Maybe it wasn't all the schools. Rudy's shaking his head. No. Well, we're going to get you a copy of it. It talks a lot about pigs in it. It's about socialism and communism. That's what it's about. And the last week, I've been thinking a lot about these fairy tales. These old wise tales. Not wise tales, I guess. Fairy tales. These old stories. Beauty and the Beast. I was thinking about that one this morning. I didn't holler it. I usually tell Rudy, write this down. I'm going to write an article about it. And then I don't get to write because we're so busy trying to get other things taken care of here in the office. Beauty and the Beast was one of my favorite fairy tales. He was an arrogant man. And he was cursed then to be a beast, an ugly person, who had to get his food in an ugly way. And yet some beauty came along and changed his heart because she loved unconditionally. Maybe it's time that the arrogant in D.C. became, well, we've seen them become the beasts. But I'm trying to put these parables, these stories together with what's going on in our nation. You know, they always had a moral, a good moral, a happy ending. Well, in the made-up version, some of the old versions were pretty bad, I think. But when we told them to our children, when they were told to me as a child, we had World Book Encyclopedia. It was a big deal. Mom and Dad bought the World Book Encyclopedias. And with it came a Childcraft. And with that came some other books, and I think this one is long gone. I actually think I borrowed it from Mom, and when the house burned, I lost it. But it had Beauty and the Beast in that one, and it was my favorite story. The little red hen was one of my favorite stories. She did all the work, and everybody else wanted they wanted to reap the benefits. Nobody wanted to work, but they all wanted the benefits. What do you think socialism is? And the moral of the story was to do your work. She didn't share at the end. They wouldn't share the work, and she didn't share at the end. And Chicken Little, who jumped to conclusions and warned everyone. Chicken Little believed what he was saying, or she, that the sky was falling and we need to tell the king. And Foxy Loxy wasn't buying it. Foxy Loxy ate well. There's a moral to the story, all right. And the moral to the story is you better wake up, because all of your liberties are going to be taken. Yeah, most of them have been already. Do you want them back? When in the course of human events? You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The evidence is in. The verdict is the Republic is dead. And we will be right back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code RADIO and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word RADIO.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow, and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials.
Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Freedom isn't free, but this Christmas gift coin is. This collector coin, designed on a genuine JFK half dollar, says Merry Christmas from President Donald Trump and our beautiful First Lady Melania. It's free. You just pay shipping and handling. This U.S. currency, which is not for tender, is uniquely designed and pictures our favorite first couple hosting Christmas from the White House. This Christmas coin comes in a premium coin capsule along with a certificate of authenticity and a display stand. It's a great gift for that patriot on your list. Shipping and handling is less than $10. Order quickly, 651-888-8622. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. This Christmas commemorative coin is made in the USA and supplies are limited. It's beginning to look a lot like a patriotic Christmas. Visit mytrumpcoin.com. Call 651-888-8622. 651-888-8622 and tell them that Ann sent you. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have an article here. I'm not going to read it to you. It comes from America Greatness, and that's just amgreatness.com. amgreatness.com. Our elites have learned nothing. And it's talking about these elected officials and what they've done. He goes into what's actually happening in different parts of the country. With the bureaucrats and the Democrats and the socialist agendas. Now, don't get me wrong. The Republicans, they vote big government all the time. You don't see them fighting back like they should. You see them riding the fence a lot or staying quiet. You know? A little kitty cat one time, he had to have some surgery done, and he was pretty upset with us, and he was mad when we put a pet collar on him, too. I mean, a flea collar on him. I don't know how he got that off, but he did. But he'd go over. He wasn't an indoor cat, but after he had surgery, we had him in the house for a little bit, and he went over in the corner where the cabinets are and punished us by facing the corner like a child would. If you sent them to the corner, this cat was like, I'm not looking at you. And every now and then you'd see him trying to turn around to see if you were looking at him, you know. He was very mad at us for taking good care of him, you know, like a child will. But these officials are arrogant beyond belief. And just like the arrogant prince that had been turned into a beast because of his rudeness, you've seen their bestiality in the last 3 years. We've seen it before then. Why on earth would we, the people, Christian people, even those who actually know science, accept abortion as an okay thing? Oh, it started out, oh, it's about the woman's life. But it's not about the woman's life. Now it's about convenience. Now it's about, I just don't want to have a baby. And they take advantage of these young mothers. And they're profiting. It's all about the dollar. But they will spend your money and spend your money, these Republicans, as I was saying earlier. Hannity says the journalism is dead. I said the Republic is dead.
And it really died a long time ago, as Neil likes to remind us. The Republic is dead. You are the Republic. Will you not wake up? Will you not wake up and start supporting what is supporting you? Hannity says journalism is dead, but he doesn't read Range Magazine. Do you read Range Magazine? You should be. I really had to chuckle when I was talking with the CO2 Coalition. I said, you know, you all need to get, every one of you needs to subscribe to Range Magazine. And Guy Chuckley said, I got a stack of them right here. We've been writing for them. Shame on Beth because she didn't see that. Well, in my defense, it was just the last issue. John Solomon, I think, is an investigator that's a truth seeker. And he's on Hannity a lot. If journalism is dead, it's because we the people, the Republic, allowed it to die. We didn't demand truth from these people. We're okay, and you know, I guess that's what I'm here doing, is opinions. We're okay with just them giving opinions, but the news, the nightly news, should not be giving you opinions. Why is it they don't want to be, you know, after 9/11, some of them wouldn't wear their pin, their flag pin, because they didn't want to show partiality. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You've been showing partiality forever. But it's our fault. We don't demand it from them, but yet we support their sponsors. Those who pay them to say the things they say. Well, maybe they don't pay them to say it, but they keep them on the air. It's crazy what we have done. But it's time. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people under God to start standing up for what is right and what is righteous. I'm not talking about a Republican right. I'm talking about under God. You want to claim that you're equal to your neighbor? Then start acting like it. Stand up for your rights and their rights. Sometimes they don't know their rights. They think their right is to have health care. That's not your right. Your right is to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. To be able to make a living that you can afford these things. But it's all become a racket in the United States. I watched Mark Levin last night, and as I was preparing for today's show, we have to do a traffic log every week, telling the producer where to put the commercials and such and such. And I was working on that, and I was texting with Mindy Patterson, who will be on with us on Wednesday, and she said her and Mark, her husband, had watched Levin. Alan Dershowitz was on it. He has now been shunned by the left because he stood for what is right in the Constitution. Now, he and I will not agree on many things. He's very blatant that he voted for Hillary Clinton, and I'm thinking, why on earth do you do that if you like liberty? Why would you ever vote for Hillary Clinton? But as, you know, all things happen for a reason. He is now seen what the truth in the left is. Not the left that he was, but what is. And he's hated in his own circle. They no longer invite him to the parties. And he's been attacked. He's been accused of sexual misconduct. That he's got evidence that he's not guilty of it. But they refuse to see it because he's backed Trump. Not Trump's policies, but he's against the impeachment of him. Well, my friends, it's time for all of us to stand up. I have this paper in my hand. I've been supposed to have been sharing it the entire show, and I haven't. But I'm going to share it real quickly right now. Real quickly. Support CSC sponsors. It's Christmas. Use them. I've been thinking, what can I do for Christmas for my kids? What can I do? What can I do? I have been known to give them the gold and silver from Melody. I don't give them much, just give them a little. Actually, I give them the gold. I give them the silver and I keep the gold sometimes. But that, my pillows, a practical thing. They've got sales going on right now. You need to be taking care of that. Oh my goodness. Something that'll last forever also is the Liberty Tabletop. Beautiful, beautiful flatware. You know, I need you, you need them, we need each other to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Ho, ho, ho! There really is a Santa Claus. Bill Federer brings world history to life at Christmas. St. Nicholas, Sinterklaas, Santa Claus. Discover the story of Nicholas, a 3rd century bishop of Myra, Asia Minor, known as Turkey today. There is a great history behind our Christmas traditions, Christmas trees, carols, Kris Kringle creche scenes, poinsettias, and so much more. Relive Christmas past from Columbus to our U.S. presidents. Visit Valley Forge, the Great Depression, the Korean War, and World War II. There really is a Santa Claus. $24 will put this book in your mailbox. Share your new knowledge with friends and family this Christmas. Send $24 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Or go to csctalkradio.com. Just $24. There really is a Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho!